Thank you. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good noon, good night, good day, good dawn, good dusk, good post-meridian, good desk. Welcome to The Long Shot. It is a podcast. I am one of your hosts. My name is Sean Conroy. With me today on the podcast, the other host who's always here, the host with the most, the hostess with the mostest, the ray of light at the end of the rainbow, the candy cane on top of the roof.
Oh, how did it get up there?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows how it got up. Nobody knows how to get it
down. Santa, the answer is Santa.
Oh, Santa. Oh, of course. How could I not have gotten that? Amber Kenny is here.
Hello. How are you?
We are recording at an unusual time. It is later than usual, as evidenced by the fact that both of us are sitting in the dark. You can't see us right now unless you're watching this on YouTube, in which case, of course, you can, because we both have very glamorous lighting setups in our respective recording spots.
In all dark apartments except for our ring light.
Right. Okay, well, we always start the show with a segment that we like to call the lead up to checking in. So let's do that.
Let's just do some chit chat, small talk.
Yeah. How's it going?
So what's even happened? We were just walking smudgy this evening, and I was like, those look like rain clouds. It looks like it might rain again. And Jeff goes, yeah, this has been a really weird August.
Oh, boy.
It's
Jeff.
So weird that it is not, in fact, August.
Jeff Van Winkle. Wake up, Jeff.
But I mean, it's a weird September.
It is, no doubt. And it feels like an August, you know? So I get where he's coming from. It feels very much, it is September, but it feels August. Osage County. Isn't that a thing? Yeah.
It's a play and a movie based on a play.
Did you see both of them?
No.
I saw neither.
I think I saw the movie, but I remember very little.
Mm-hmm. I feel that way about most movies, by the way.
Sure.
I always, there's certain movies that very much stand out in my mind, but almost every movie I've ever seen, I hear the title
together.
And I go, oh, yeah, I saw that, but I do not have any recollection of what happens, which is frustrating to me when I talk to people who do remember that stuff, because I'm like, why is this person, I mean, this is how I walk around in the world.
Why are they, like, one-upping me?
Yeah, why are they better than me at things, you know? So,
I think they just store different information.
Right, I have other things to think about.
But yeah, that happens sometimes where somebody will say something and I'm like, what's that? And they're like, haven't you seen?
Oh, like a quote from a movie?
Yeah. Haven't you seen George Goes to the Dentist? And I go, yeah, I saw it. I don't remember every line from it. I don't know.
Well, what's weird about that is the line that they were saying was, I am George. I am at the dentist.
That's the best climax. Writing.
It was the climax of the movie. I do get depressed when people are, anytime, but also when people are, the kind of people who are like quoting stuff at me all the time, like that's their sense of humor is here's a funny thing they said in George Goes to the Dentist, you know, when George was like,
but don't you feel like that's the, because I'm not going to lie, I was that person at one point in my life, like sixth grade.
Exactly. Like yes. Sixth grade. Yes.
But I feel like my humor evolved past that.
Correct.
But it was a starting point. I was able to use that as a way to figure out what is funny. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I spent most of second and third grade pretending I was Inspector Clouseau because that was.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. Do you know who that is?
Yes, but oh my God. Have we talked about this? I used to, in elementary school, people, there'd be girls who'd want to play with me at recess, and I would say no. because I was playing detective by myself.
But not Inspector Clouseau.
No, but yeah. I just think that's weird.
We like, both have that
it's
element.
It's a weird thing to do in mm-hmm. general, and it's weird that we both did it. Right. Anyway.
Well, but to you, it sounds like it was more about like finding things out and following people mm-hmm. around and eavesdropping and like taking pictures of people who are having illicit affairs, like that kind of thing. For me, it was much more Inspector Clouseau just was the funniest thing I had ever seen. Ah. Like he would be like, "Do you have a ring?" And the person would be like, "A what? A ring? A what? Ring? A ring?" And then the guy would go, "Ah, Zimmer." And he would be like, "Yes, that is what I have been saying all along." Like it just was so at the level of a 7-year-old me to be like, he's saying funny things in a funny way. And that was all I did was walk around and pretend to be him. That and write parody songs. So those are two things that I look back at.
What kind of parody songs?
Oh, you know, terrible, terrible things. Like, and of course, again, this is a 7-year-old writing this. But we wrote, myself and my friend Aaron, who's like the conductor of a big symphony orchestra at this point, wrote.
So it worked out for him.
For him, not for me. I did not get into the music game. We wrote a, this is so insane, but to the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, we wrote a parody. I don't remember any of the other ones we did, but this was the level we were at. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, we wrote a parody song called Yellow the Uric Acid that was just about.
That's pretty good for a 7-year-old.
It was about pee-pee. That was the whole thing. That was the joke. Is we thought that stuff was hilarious.
And you are right.
Which is true. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. In fact, my Netflix special is coming out this fall. It's called Yellow the Uric Acid, all about pee-pee.
Yellow the Uric Acid.
See, you already know the beginning. Yeah,
that's great.
And I think I'm trying to remember. It was like Yellow the Uric Acid had a very shiny penis or something. Like it immediately devolved into. Yeah. again, 7 years old. So that was the height of comedy, you know. All right. We always start the show with a segment that we like to call What was the dumb shit you did as a kid?
The dumb shit.
No, checking in. Why don't we start today with Amber checking in. Amber, what's going on?
Great question. It was a long weekend.
Thank you.
It was Labor Day. I didn't do a whole heck of a lot, except I did. Smudgy and I went out to my brother's house so we could spend a whole day with my parents again. Mm-hmm. And
so they've been up here for a while now.
Yeah, they come usually like for the month of August.
Ah.
For like doctor's appointments and because it is punishingly hot in San Felipe at that time. So it's
and
like
they were still there on Saturday, you said?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder Jeff thought it was still August.
That's true. I guess we all.
Yeah.
This is a long.
He has certain markers seasonally, and you know, the groundhog went back in its cave. So you know.
Yeah. But yeah, Smudgy and I hit the road, and Jeff was making fun of me because I kept being like, "Smudgy, we're going to listen to audiobooks. We're going to listen to podcasts. We're going to listen to Taylor Swift. Like, it's going to be you and me, bud, on the road." Jeff's like, "It's like an hour and a half. You're making it sound like you're going to be gone for days."
I don't know. I feel like for Smudgy, that's a good trek, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, like, an audiobook, a podcast,
right.
Like, you're not going to get through all that. But it was really nice. We hit the road, the two of us. He was a good dude in the car.
Where does he sit in the car?
He sits in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole backseat is basically his because our car really only has the two of us in it, Jeff and I.
Is he, Ebra. is he like buckled in any way or how does that
work? No, I don't know. He's probably supposed to be, but right. I mean, God bless us if we have to do that because we could barely get a leash on the guy.
Like, right. No. I mean, I'm only asking. I'm not in any way criticizing. I'm only asking because I'm curious to know. Because when I'm in my car, I sit in the back seat, but I do buckle in because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to. And that makes it tricky. That makes it tricky to drive, you know.
But he does a thing where he either is just sitting, like very proper sitting, but he's so little that he can't even see out the window when he's sitting like that. Mm-hmm. So I always feel like he's going to get car sick, or he does, which I get why he does it, but it looks really funny where he's standing on all four legs, but sort of pressed against the back, mm-hmm. like sideways. Like he's I guess it's probably the best for bracing himself for turns and stuff.
Right. Right. He's got he works his core as you're going forward and back. Yes. And he
Pilates.
Uses his legs to balance against the turns, which your legs are always going to be stronger than your core, you know.
Not always.
That's true. There are some people who can lift thousands of pounds with their core and can barely stand up.
I mean that you're being funny, but that's true.
Am I though? Am I?
I mean, yeah, that's debatable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we made it up there. We hit some traffic and my brother was at work. So it was just me and my parents for most of the day and my brother's dog, Joey, and my parents' dog, Cinco.
So almost as many dogs as people. Oh no. Same number of dogs as people.
Exact amount. And,
the gang of six.
Yeah, and my parents' dog, Cinco, is huge. I think he's like 100 pounds, and he is scared of everything. And Smudgy is nothing, and he's scared of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joey, the one who actually lives there, my brother's dog, is just like, everything's fine. Like, why are you guys so crazy?
He's like, let's watch Psycho again. It doesn't bother me.
Totally. And we were there all day, I guess because it's a long drive and because I don't get to see, I don't get to see my parents often. And then my brother called and was like, I'm bringing home dinner. I can't wait to see Amber and Smudgy. And so I was like, oh, I can't leave now.
Right.
which
is fair.
Which is so fair. But it made it, we were there probably like eight and a half hours.
Right.
Which is too long.
Yeah.
Anyone, but especially for
Cinco.
Well, truly, Cinco hated Smudgy, and Smudgy was like, "I know what I'll do. I'll get in his face as much as possible." And I was like I just had to spend the whole day ensuring that Smudgy didn't get himself killed. And every time my mom would go, I mean, I'm not worried about Cinco. Cinco isn't going to get hurt. And I was like, yeah, no one's worried about Cinco. That is not the issue here. It is Smudgy being a little dickhead and getting himself hurt. But yeah, so it was frazzling. I left not in the greatest mood because I was like...
Well, and luckily you only had an hour and a half drive back.
Right. Right.
Which is always fun to be hyped up and hop into the car. Because everybody's a good driver and people are very courteous on the road. So there's no way your stress is going to go up after that.
No. At least I had Taylor Swift. But
she was with you?
In my heart and...
Back seat or front seat? She was in the back with Smudgy. No strap. She was not buckled in, but that's okay. That's how she does it.
But it was a lovely visit, and mm-hmm. I feel bad that it ended on such like a – I was like, I just have to get out of here. Because like my mom especially, but I'm sure you know how – like family members.
Oh, I can't be around your mom for more than an hour.
No, but if I was like, hey, I think I'm thinking about going. It's like that starts like a whole laundry list of like – let's recap what we did. Let's talk about the next time we'll see each other. Let's say Smudgy's actually doing an okay job when nobody thinks that he's actually doing an okay job. Let's like it like there's just bullet points to
hit. And by the way, I am not worried about Cinco.
Right. And I was like, no, I mean, I'm getting in the car right now. Like I was borderline.
Sure. I remember the car. That was what you came in when you got here this morning. And then we went for a walk and then we got lunch. And then remember you told us the story about whether you should listen to an audiobook with Smudgy or whether you should listen to the soundtrack of George Went to the Dentist or what the, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where like I was cutting things short just because I was like, I don't have it in me. Smudgy doesn't have it in him.
Right.
Like we're all not okay. And yeah.
And were people understanding of that? Or was it like, goes Amber again. She's
I think so. But I literally had to just start walking to my car. Like right. You guys can say goodbye to me at my car, but I need to get this dog out of this environment.
Oh, there right you go, walking to your car. That reminds me of when you were standing over here before that, when we were talking about you walking to your car.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it was a day.
I feel like there's a lot of unspoken subtext here. And that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes things are not worth recapping.
I'm trying to think of a specific. Oh, like Jeff, because my brother has a big yard, and mm-hmm. and Joey, my brother's dog, and Smudgy do run around together.
Run, Joey, so, run. Yeah.
So there was some of that going on, which was great. And so Jeff was like, at one point, was like, "Any good videos of the two of them running?" And I was just like, "He's being an asshole." And he's like, "Okay."
And that was text back and forth.
It was text. Yeah. And so then, yeah, we got home. It was like 9:30, 9:45.
Jeff just like tilted his big hat down over his eyes and was like, "I'm going back to sleep. I'm so glad it's still August."
But yeah, Jeff was just like, I didn't hear from you all day long except for Smudgy's being an asshole.
Yeah.
I didn't know when you were coming back. What was going on? So, like, are you guys okay? And I was like, no, we're not okay. Both Smudgy and I were just like,
It was a long day.
It was a long day.
Interpersonal dynamics are always tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And interdoggable dynamics uh-huh. are also always tricky. And people and dogs, there's a lot of stuff there, you know?
Right. But I mean, the one positive is that I got the feeling that my parents always were like, "You're exaggerating about Smudgy. Like, you're being hard on him." Because when we took him to Mexico, he was pretty much an angel, except for mm-hmm. one incident.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a front row seat to him being his absolute fucking worst.
Right.
And so it's like, I'm not making this up.
And what's their reaction in that situation? Are they like, "Oh, I see what you're talking about"? Or are they like, I feel like there's some people who would be like, no, it's fine. He's fine. And other people who are like, yeah, I get it. You know? And I also think that people are very, I don't know what, like, you can't criticize somebody else's dog.
Right.
You can't be like, "Oh boy, your dog is being an asshole." You just have to be like, "Well, we all have different qualities as people and as dogs."
Right. Well, no, there was a lot of like, and maybe this is more in my head because me taking it personal, but it felt like it was a lot of like, "Well, Joey's such a sweet boy and Cinco's really trying. And that little one," you know, that's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Which is I mean, you're exactly right. Like, of course you take it personally because it's your dog and you're and imagine that, you know, I mean, and I know this is like, you know, a whole thing of like, that's what happens when people with kids are around each other, mm-hmm. you know, like,
oof.
Yeah, it's rough. That's why I always, when I'm with my family and all my nieces and nephews are there, I always pick one to be the favorite and one to be the goat for the day.
Just right away, off
yeah,
the top.
I'm like, hey, Daniel, great to see you. You're so smart and tall and handsome. And then, you know, Roberto, what's wrong with you? Like that kind of stuff. Because it just clarifies everything right away and gives people targets, you know?
Right. Yeah, I love that. Well, I think they also, my brother, especially when he got home, was like, kind of like, this is what you got to do. And this is what he needs. And this is what went wrong. Ugh. And this is whose fault it is. And I was like, I know exactly what he needs. He needs space from other dogs right now because he's overwhelmed and he's exhausted. But he's so stressed out that he won't go to sleep. So it's like this vicious cycle. But yeah. I should have brought his crate or something and it would have been fine. Mm-hmm. Like he just needed a place to have time out. And he felt very like he had to watch his back at all times.
It is tough because you're in a situation where you're with other people. You mm-hmm. know what the problems are because you've dealt mm-hmm. with it over and over
every day. I've known him quite some time.
2 years yeah. or however long it yeah. is, 7 years, 11 years, whatever the length of time is. And then for somebody to come in and go, look, here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You
know? It's tough stuff.
It's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think there's also the dynamic, again, this might be in my head, but I don't think it is, but like I'm the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my parents' baby. I'm my brother's little sister. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think in their heads, and it's not even a criticism. It's just like dynamics where they can't see me as knowing what's going on. They just can't.
Right. And I get that too, because as you know, I have four younger brothers and I'm smarter than all of them about everything, you know, mm-hmm. and they are well aware of that. Not necessarily only because I make such good decisions all the time and have mm-hmm. such a fruitful and wonderful life, but also because I let them know about the good decisions sure. I've made and the sure. poor decisions that they've made, you know,
right.
The things that they're screwing up with their pets, with their children. You know, I'm full of advice that
they love.
They're very grateful.
They can't get enough of it.
They don't. I mean, look, I get it. They can't show it really how grateful they are. Mm-hmm. They have to kind of pretend like I'm
right.
an asshole and like, shut up. Don't tell me. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get it. I get
the game
it.
That yeah, they're playing.
It's,
yeah.
It's funny. I always laugh and say, here's a DVD of George Goes to the Dentist.
Well, but one, I think like the sweetest, funniest, silliest moment mm-hmm. was, like I was telling my parents about my job and then my brother was like, so what do you do? And like that kept happening. And Gabby's Dollhouse, the preschool show that I work on the most, kept coming up. So they were asking more and more questions about it. Anyway, after dinner, we all sat down and watched two episodes of Gabby's Dollhouse as a family, which was, it's a show for preschool girls. And it was, I was the youngest in the room at 40 mm-hmm. and, but Smudgy was able to fall asleep. He just was like, somebody put on the TV, please. He was able to fall asleep once the TV right. was on with his chin on my lap. So that was like the most peaceful the room was. And I just wish there was like a little bit of a camera of all of us being like, oh, like watching this preschool.
She really does live in a dollhouse.
She doesn't. She visits it.
Oh, my bad. I haven't watched it in so long.
I know.
And I find it hard to keep up with, you know. I will say, because I've been recording it, my DVR is filled with like 130 episodes of Gabby's Dollhouse. It's just Gabby's Dollhouse and Rachel Maddow. That's the only two things in there.
You love strong women.
I do. I really do. I am not kidding. I do.
So I guess that is my checking in.
Great. So I have a checking in, which is sort of related to what you were talking about mm-hmm. a little bit. I went to a party on Friday night.
That's when I was at my parents' house. I missed it because, yes. I mean, I was at my
parents' house. As you can imagine, my one hope was that you were going to be there because then I would have been able to.
I texted a friend. I might be going. I don't know when I'm going to get back from my brother's house. And so that was also part of the rub of getting home at like 10 p.m. I was like, oh, this day did not go the way I expected it to. Anyway.
Yeah. So I went to the party. I was very disappointed that you were not there.
I'm so sorry.
No. I mean, I don't take it personally. I do feel like you owe it to me.
I was avoiding you.
On the same social circuit that I am.
Well, just know that I was in an emotionally horrible place, if that makes you feel
it does. It does. It actually helps. I'm grateful that that happened. Because if you had been like, I had such a great time and I was so happy to be where I was that I stayed longer and then I decided I was going to leave and then we talked more about what we had already done and what we were going to do in the future. Then we went back inside and watched two more episodes of Gabby's Dollhouse. I would feel bad, but... So I go to this party and you know the whole situation there. And basically just to describe it for people, this is somebody we know who has a pool and has pool parties sometimes. And so you go in through the driveway and then there's an area in front of the garage where there's lots of food and whatever. And then you go past that and there is the pool. And the area where I feel like the area where the food is, as it turns out, is the closest thing to a kitchen. Because when I used to have parties at my apartment in New York or even
everyone just hangs out in the kitchen.
It just becomes like the kitchen is jammed and then there's like two people on the couch in the living room and that's right. It.
And it's like plenty of space.
Yeah, so much space, but everybody for some reason hangs out in the kitchen. So I walk in and there's like 25 people in the outdoor kitchen and I know zero of them. And so I immediately am sweating and
you just
panicking.
Start screaming at the top of your lungs.
I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? How do I deal with this? And so I'm like, oh, maybe there's somebody I know in by the pool. So I walk into the pool area and there's only like six people there.
In the pool?
No, not even in the pool. There's only two people in the pool. There's like six people, like four people. I know.
That's all I wanted to do was go swimming.
Four people on the pool deck talking to two people in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. Like I had committed to going that far
You had to at least pretend to have an activity. I left my bowler hat on the other side. Yeah.
Well, but what's fucked up, I couldn't do that because I had the bowler hat on. So
that is so fucked up. Honestly.
I should have left it somewhere, you know, like just toss it over the fence as soon as I walk in so I can go, you know what? I just realized my bowler hat is outside the fence. But so I had committed. I was all the way inside and I felt like I couldn't turn back around and walk back out without attracting undue attention. So I went in and I just like looked around for a minute and there was like a little bit of space on one of the chairs by the pool that was way too close to somebody else who was already sitting there. And I was like, I don't know what else to do. So I just sat down in that little spot.
Uh-huh. Did you know these people?
No idea who they were.
Oh my gosh. And so much anxiety on your behalf.
And the woman who was sitting there was like, sorry, do you want me to move? And I was like, no, you're fine. It's cool. So we were both just right next to each other with lots of space around, you know? And as it turns out, I realized.
What a strange move. I love it.
What did you say?
What a strange move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and it gets just stranger. They were talking about the sing-along Sound of Music. Like as soon as I came in.
Oh, and you're like, fantastic. I have things to say and opinions.
Right. But they all knew each other, right? So I come in and one of the. Like
interrupting them.
And they are also like, because of whose party it was and because it's mostly people like you, they're all much younger than I am. So I'm like this weird old dude who just came in and parked himself next to them.
And another thing about the Sound of Music.
And they were like, you know, one of the guys was talking about like, you know, oh, and everybody brings pointer laser pointers and they all hiss when this person comes on screen and whatever. And so then I like chimed in. I was like, yeah, it's great. You get to do this and this. Then they give you a bag of whatever. And it was fine, but it was definitely like, there was definitely a vibe of like, who the fuck is this guy?
I mean, you would do that if somebody did that to you.
Of course I would. I would actually say it out loud. So I sat there for a good 15 minutes. They started talking about how they went on the two guys in the pool had gone on a cruise in Alaska, and they had played like a bunch of trivia games on the, you know, it was one of those cruises where everybody's like, there's a 24-hour ice cream bar and trivia on the Lido deck every 10 minutes or whatever. So they were talking about the trivia that they had done. And I just was like sitting there, and then I can't even remember why, but at some point I started talking a little bit more animatedly, and the woman who was literally like almost skin to skin with me, like very pointedly, like turned her chair around and moved over, you know, like, okay, sure. Go ahead, sir.
The floor is yours.
Yes. And then they went back into their thing. And so I'm just sitting there and I was like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, I don't feel comfortable here. Uh-huh. I don't feel.
Did you see Julie?
Well, but that's what I was like, let me go see if I can find. I had not seen her.
At least say when happy I came birthday in. To her.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I have not said names?
Yeah, we'll bleep that out. Okay. You should not.
or occasions.
I can't. We're going to bleep that.
Go see blank and tell blank something.
Go tell Donna happy bat mitzvah. So I went back over and I saw her, and I saw
Donna
Darla and said, the good Shabbos. Yeah. And she, you know, immediately she was like, meet this person and this person, and then disappeared, you know? So I started talking to these two people, and it was fine. I mean, we had a nice conversation about a couple of different things. And then somehow, and the guy was like, I'm going to go get some drinks. And I was like, okay, nice meeting you guys and, you know, whatever. But then the woman stayed and we kept talking, and the
– hello.
No. Mama. And eventually we made our way into the house.
It's a penthouse letter.
No, right. I never thought this would happen to me at a pool party. First I was sitting uncomfortably next to someone, and the next thing I knew, they had laser pointers and they were screaming at the Nazis. But then we got into a discussion because she had a short film that she made that she's just been to a bunch of festivals with. And I am at the point with my short film where I'm about to start submitting to festivals. So we just started talking about that. And she was telling me about all these different festivals and what you can get out of it. And it was like, it was great. You know, like I got so much.
It was helpful.
Really great, helpful information. And, She gave me her website to where to go to look at her short, and just really helpful, good advice and stuff. But at a certain point, it was almost going too well for me to handle. You know, like I was like, this is the best this is ever going to get for me at this party.
I got to leave on a high note.
That was it. That was it. I just, in the middle of the conversation, I just was like, hey, look, really nice to meet you. I got to get out of here. So I'm going to take off, because I was right next to the gate from the driveway. So I was like, it's great to meet you. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to look at your short. And I just left. And
great. Love it.
I was like, I just was laughing because I was like, I wonder what was going through her brain. Because it was literally like everything was fine.
Right.
And then it was almost like somebody in my in like a little thing in my ear was like,
because you get didn't out, even like get out, look, get out look now. At your watch or anything.
Nothing.
Like, how could you have known you had to leave?
Not only did I not look at my watch, I don't even have a watch. Wow. You know? But yeah, it was just, she was like, so anyway, then I had this on my website, and I was like, okay, great, really nice to meet you. I'm gonna take off. It was so, and I just walked out of there, and I was like, I am a fucking crazy person. Like, I am just not good at things.
It's tough.
Yeah. But anyway, that was my, and I did see, I mean, I could have stayed because I saw.
I think Tess and Barbara.
Tess and Barbara were both there, and I saw them on the other side, but I was like, I just was too panicked at that point. You
totally.
Know? So I just headed for the hills, made it home safely.
Well, it's funny because at work, it's too complicated to get into, but it's somebody who I work with all the time, but not on DreamWorks proper. Like, they're more on the NBCU side, mm-hmm. but they...
The U is for you.
Universal.
Or one of... Oh, okay.
but he is a regular at that pool.
Ah.
And I've known him for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And we were in the pool together.
Just shows up at 6 in the morning sometimes. Right?
Well, I'm trying not to say names.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that is the easiest way. Anyway.
You're talking about Blardin Cabulio, right?
Yes. So one time at one of those pool parties, we were just talking about what we did for a living. And it turned out it was very similar and very connected. And as my career has gone on, I work closer and closer with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he actually came, him and his whole team came to the DreamWorks campus last week for like an all-day meeting and sort of a morale thing, because they work on a lot of DreamWorks things, but they don't feel like they feel siloed, and so they want to, you know, that whole thing. So I sort of helped host them all, and it was funny to see him, because I was like, yeah, maybe I'll see you on Friday at the pool party, but I didn't. And my coworkers, I was like, you know, this is an old friend of mine, and everyone's like, how do you guys know each other? And my honest answer was pool parties. Like,
this is LA, baby. Shit happens.
But that is where I see him exclusively.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
12 years, uh-huh. You know?
Right. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a small town in a big geographical area.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense, because this person who's quinceañera we went to,
I also like the idea that stating that someone has a birthday is giving away
off limits. Well, also that I said quinceañera, which in a way is just saying she had a birthday. So, right. You
well,
know.
And if anything, it's more information, because you're giving her exact age.
Yes. She owns a house with a pool, and she's just turned 15. And you've been going to her pool parties for 10 years.
Yeah.
She's very advanced for her age. But she was born on leap day, so oops, gave it away. Anyway, I was glad to get out of there when I did, but I also felt very uncomfortable doing it.
Start to finish, how long do you think you were there?
I would guess like 40 minutes, which is not...
It's not a long time. So would you say you spent a longer amount of time with the Sound of Music crowd?
No. Way longer with the other person.
Okay,
with
that's them, good. That's
with
good.
With them, I was only there for like 10 minutes. And then,
okay.
But again, when
10 long minutes.
It was fucking endless. It was like, you know, just crazily long. But that was, again, where I was sitting, again, right next to this woman. She moved a little bit away. I engaged everybody a little bit in conversation. And then I was like, I'm so uncomfortable right now. And I was sitting sitting on a lounge chair, you know, like on the bottom end of a lounge chair. So I was very close to the ground. And I just was like, I'm going. And I just stood all the way up and walked away. And I'm sure after, because there was nobody else out there. Yeah. And I'm sure they're like, what the fuck was going on? Is that the guy who used to pretend he was Inspector Clouseau? And he wrote the Yellow the Uric Acid thing? But anyway, I was bummed you weren't there.
I know. So was I. And Jeff didn't go. He was thinking about whether he would go by himself or not, but he ended up not.
Pussy. I went by myself.
He's out of practice, though.
Right. Right. And boy, all I've had is practice. Still not good at it, but I've had a lot of practice. All right. Well, it's time for a segment on the show that we like to call Parting Shots. So let's start today with Amber.
Yeah, I got to do something really fun at work last week, and it wasn't just hosting a friend that I go to pool parties with. Mm-hmm. There apparently is sort of like a trend on TikTok where people take the penguins from the movie Penguins.
I saw one of these
dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And they dance with it. Anyway,
the one I saw, they were all dressed as the penguins. Like it was superimposed the penguins from the movie with a bunch of people who were dressed as the penguins.
Did you see the one on the DreamWorks account? Is that what you saw?
I don't know where it was. I don't pay attention to who.
Because it was like a big trend, and people usually do it to a 3-6 Mafia song, but. Those are our characters, DreamWorks Animation. So the social team, which I am no longer a part of officially, I have to like say it out loud to remind
now
myself.
Now you're part of the
brand, which brand is much team. Harder to explain. I miss the social team just because I could wrap, like I could easily describe what it is.
This is what we do.
Yeah. But... decided that we needed to jump on it. It was like hoops through legal, but we found music that we could use, and it was the score of the Penguins movie, and it matched up with the song. Anyway, they
I'm just picturing them spending like days going, what the fuck kind of music can we use? And then somebody goes, what if we just use the score from the movie?
Well, they wanted it to be like more dancey.
Yeah.
But legally, we don't have the rights to a lot of the pop songs that are in our
music. Which is one of the problems with TikTok is that nobody has the rights to anything and everybody just puts shit up. But when you're a company like NBC,
thank you for understanding this. Because, yeah.
I get it. I'm always on board with everything. I might seem obtuse sometimes, but I am doing that.
I am always on board with everything.
So anyway, why did you not use a 3-6 Mafia song?
Anyway, they came to me to be one of the dancers because of my
dance training
background and career. And so somebody went and bought penguin costumes, and we had like an important meeting in the conference room, and we learned the choreography. And then we filmed it this past Wednesday, which was one of the hottest days we've had. Like it kind of cooled down, and then it got way, way, way hotter. And so we filmed it out. I'll send you the link after this. Mm-hmm. We filmed it outside so that we could have the DreamWorks fountain and tower behind us. It could be very iconic. We're wearing head to toe penguin costumes. Like we're just sweating our butts off. And we became this beacon. Like we saw people coming out of their offices from all the different buildings being like, what the hell's going on? And it was so sweet. People were like bringing us waters, and like it became this huge communal thing. And it posted, and it was fun. But
did it go viral? Cause I know that's the thing, is things are supposed to go viral.
It did better on Instagram than it did on TikTok, but I wouldn't call it viral. No.
COVID, boy, that went viral, huh?
It still is, huh?
Still viral.
But like my attitude the whole time, the like rehearsal, filming, all of it was probably off-putting at best, because people were like, are you gonna do this? I was like, sure, yeah, whatever. Like, are you nervous? Like, no.
Am I nervous to dress up as a penguin for a TikTok video? No.
That is not the word I would describe. Oh, and then I was like, guys, we got to wrap this up. I got an important conference call. And so I had to like take off my penguin costume all sweaty and was like, and you know, the update on deck.
Sorry, this TikTok video is being directed by David Fincher. He wants to do 74 takes.
But there is a really funny, let me see if I could pull it up. Let me see. Do you have it? No, you don't have it so that I could share. Do you want to work on that?
I should just set that right at the beginning every time, right?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Let me see.
Because if I just said it, you would share something inappropriate. But now.
Yes. You get it. Okay. There is a picture of me in a penguin costume that kills me because it looks like I've never been happier in my life. It looks like I'm in my final form. And it makes me really, because everyone's like, are you embarrassed? I'm like, no, I feel great.
That might have been the one I saw because the costumes were very similar to that.
I think that is the one you saw.
Yeah.
So because we was the
bit that everybody was dressed like, does anybody who does it dress as penguins or
sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Okay.
Everyone was like, we can't do it if we can't get the costumes in time and we're really stressed out. And I was like, I don't think the costumes like make or break right. it. And then the two girls, they were like, we're the target demo. We're younger. And I was like, okay, take it. It turned out one of them who was also one of the dancers, my coordinator, she's like, I wouldn't do it without the costume. I didn't want anyone to recognize me. I was like, that's actually fair. Fair point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes sense. I can't say for sure that that's the one I saw because it's not like I look at that picture of you and go, I would recognize those feet anywhere.
You, I will send you the video and you will not be able to tell which one is me.
Uh-huh.
I'm sharing it to you right now.
But are you sharing it to the screen or is that just to me?
No, just to you.
Okay, so I'm not going to watch it right now.
No.
Can we not? Can I not watch it right now? Is that okay?
Yeah. But anyway, so my parting shot is I got to do more like comedy dance and it was fun. But I also might have been an asshole. So what else is new?
What else is new? So here's my parting shot. Is that I went on, I don't remember when it was. It was either Saturday or Sunday or Monday. It was like over the holiday weekend. I went to the Glendale Galleria. Are you familiar with the Glendale Galleria?
I am. If it was Saturday, I was at the Americana that evening. So we could have
we basically passed each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Saturday. I don't remember. I'll look on my appointments calendar and see.
Okay.
And I'll send that to you as a video.
Perfect.
A video of me looking at my appointments
and calendar going,
and either going, it was Saturday. And I'm dressed in a penguin costume.
And you're just pleased as punch.
Anyway, I went to the Glendale Galleria with a person and we wandered around a bit. We spent some time in various places.
Love this storytelling, the details.
No, I mean, I'm not somebody who loves to spend a lot of time, for example, in a clothing store.
Which clothing store were you in?
It was called And Just Like That or something like that.
No.
Or and something.
And Other Stories?
Yes, that was it. Yes.
And Just Like That is the Sex and the City TV show.
Right.
You looked at it, just was like, no.
And that you knew what the store was.
And Other Stories is a very good store.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Except when it's like 700 degrees and you're just like, there's nothing in that store for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's only things for the other person.
Right. Were you doing a lot of like holding the purse and watching them try on things?
No. I was just kind of wandering around in the wake, you know what I mean? Like place to place. I was consulted a few times, you know, what about this versus this, this versus this. And I will say I'm good at giving, you know, decisions on things like that. I'm like, I think this one's better. I think I like this one. You know, I have, I don't know if you noticed, I have opinions about things. and I'm also in a situation like that, I will give my opinion. But if the other person does not agree with my opinion and makes a different decision,
yeah.
No, I am fine with that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you seed you.
Oh, I'll seed. I thought you said. I thought you said you'll seethe.
Interesting. I didn't say that.
Oh, really? Okay, no, then why did you ask me in the first place?
Like, this is my opinion, but if you disagree,
Yeah, absolutely. I will cede. And so we were there. We were in a couple of other places. We looked at this. We looked at that. We were, and then it was time to get some lunch.
Oh no!
So we went
some Wetzel's pretzels. What are we talking?
No. We went to a nice Italian restaurant. We got a delicious salad of some sort, and then a delicious pasta dish and a delicious pizza. And the good thing about being with somebody else is you can go, I'm going to have some of each of these things instead of being like locked into one choice. Because sometimes you lock into one choice and you don't love it. And you're like, oh, I should have gone. As it turned out, I loved everything we got, you know?
Oh, great. Well, I think especially with like Italian food, I guess a lot of foods, also like Chinese, like it's weird to just be like, I will have beef and broccoli. Like it, you want the
a little variety. Yeah.
Or like, I guess you could have a plate of just spaghetti, but you want to try. Yeah. You want to try the other things.
Right. You want to be able to share and that's also part of like spending time with someone else is like, let's partager is French for to share, you know?
Well, and there's also the thing of like, I would have never ordered that, but I'm so pleased to try it.
Right. I should not. I mean, I don't just say I would have never ordered that. I say, are you out of your fucking mind? Which is probably not cool, but anyway, so we're sitting there and it's like this nice Italian place.
We're at the mall?
At the mall. So it's not the nicest Italian place, but it's nice, you know?
What place?
I forget what it was called. But so we're outside, like we're
like sitting cafe out. Level. Yes. Yeah.
And there's people just walking by, everybody who's on their way to And Just Like That or wherever else we went.
You were at the Americana. If you were outside eating and if you were at In Other Stories.
Yeah.
It's across
the street. Oh, not the Glendale Galleria. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I get those confused because when we were driving over there, I was like, oh, there it is. And she was like, no, that's the Glendale Galleria. That's not where we're going. We're going to this.
Well, so, and it's easy to do both.
Well, we didn't need to do both. We spent quite enough. We spent quite enough time inside. Let's wrap it up. So,
And what else were you going to say, ma'am?
But, you know, this is a person that I have known for a bit of a while, and we do things together sometimes, whatever.
That's strange. What a strange way to describe a relationship, but sure.
Well, it's the kind of person who might sometimes force you to watch Real Housewives of New York and
I'm aware of what a relationship is.
Bad enough that, but also somebody who goes, hey, let's watch, and I don't even want to get into this, but I cannot fathom the horror of it. Let's watch Andy Cohen on the after show.
No one wanted.
Who's smarter, a plant or a rock? A rock. Who's taller, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Wilt Chamberlain? Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
I didn't pick it up.
So we're sitting in this place, and I am facing the, not the street, but like where all the people are walking by. Mm-hmm. And she has her back to that, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, these two guys are walking along, and I see one of them just look right at me. And he goes, oh my gosh, sir, or he didn't call me buddy. He called me buddy. He's like, buddy, I'm a huge fan, huge fan. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's really nice. And so she's sitting across from me and she's just like this. And then he came inside, he like went around and came inside the restaurant and came over to shake my hand and was just like, I'm such a huge fan. I am such a huge fan. And then he left. And it was just awesome because it was like, you know,
that is,
I mean,
amazing.
Stuff like that happens sometimes, not all the time, not more than like twice a week, but
oh my God.
But there's never anybody else there when it happens, you know?
Right.
It's always like I'm in the supermarket with my headphones on and like somebody goes, excuse me, I think you're funny, and then they walk away. So this was like, great because it was
real.
It was like somebody. And as we were talking about it afterwards, it was almost like, and this was not
like
this,
like a plant.
Yeah, this was not our first date, but it would be the perfect thing to happen on a first date of like, Daryl, I just need you to walk over and like
see how cool I am. Yeah.
So it was really funny. But
that's awesome.
It was also like I don't know, what was your thought process as I was going through that story? Did you have anticipation of it ending well or ending poorly?
I was scared poorly. I'm gonna be fully honest.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared that the guy was somehow, just because I've also heard you tell stories for about 14 years.
And I tend to focus on the ones that don't end well.
And I was like, that he was going to fuck with you in some way, mm-hmm. or there's going to be some like, I don't know.
That makes sense. Cause I have tended to tell, because to me, that's what's funny is when something goes poorly, you know?
Right. Right.
Like this is just a happy ending and there's no conflict. Right. There's no drama. It's just, you know,
well, if it turned out that he thought you were someone else.
Right, right, right.
No,
right.
But it's like happy, happy, happy.
If I was going to use that in like a movie or something, I would have it be that we were thinking about taking our relationship to the next level. And she was going like, I just don't think comedy is the right thing for you to be doing. Like, you're not famous and I don't think you ever will be. And you need.
Nobody is a fan of yours.
Nobody is a fan.
Something like really on the nose.
But what was also cool about it, and I'm just going to say this in a weird, obtuse way. That's the second time I've used the word obtuse on this podcast, on this episode, fourth in the history of the podcast. You check the word cloud. Check the word cloud.
I always am.
What was cool about it was that if you looked at this guy, you would not be like, oh, of course that guy is a fan of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like a dude who was clearly a level 3 improviser, mm-hmm. you know? It would have been cool if it was somebody like that, too. It still would have been like, you know, kind of awesome. But for me, it was gratifying that it wasn't somebody like you're like, oh, of course, this person is somebody who came to ASCAT a bunch, you know?
Totally.
So that was. Oh, and the reason I asked you about like what you thought was going to happen at the end was that I told somebody else the story who a person, another person, somebody I know, a friend of mine. And I got to the end and I was like, and then they came into the restaurant and he shook my hand. He was like, huge fan, huge fan. And the person I was telling the story to was like, huh? And what happened? What happened? And oh, like, no. What happened then? What happened then? No. And I was like, nothing. That was it. I thought that was a cool story. And he was like, ah, I guess. I guess. So anyway, that's my parting shot is that I am famous.
We are both very famous this week.
Yeah. You're on TikTok. I'm I'm on the Americana grounds being recognized.
It wasn't Cheesecake Factory.
How dare you? I have never been to Cheesecake Factory, or is it Cheesecake Factory or the Cheesecake Factory?
I don't know.
I've never been there. And I
write
definitely
in, folks.
And which should it be if it's not that?
Boy, you're not really missing out that much. It's fine. It's fine.
To me, when we got there, I immediately saw the Cheesecake Factory and I was like, number one, I would never eat there. Number two, it would be funny to say to this person that I'm with, I can't wait to have a meal at the Cheesecake Factory in a little while. So let's go check out what else is going on.
Yeah. It's hard to do that joke because it just sounds like you're saying another sentence.
Right.
Why would you never eat there? Because the name Factory?
I probably would at some point. I just never have. And I know
you just said, first of all, I would never eat there. That's your first time.
But I would. But yeah, I would never would.
I don't care if you never would. I'm just curious about the thought process.
No, I would definitely have lunch there or dinner, but I would never eat there.
Not breakfast.
No, I just would never eat there. I'm not going to go there for food, but I would have a meal there. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't.
No. I'm never setting foot inside that place unless I go there for a meal.
All right. Let's wrap it up. It is midnight.
Oh my God. Is it? Yes.
No,
All right. Well, that's our show. Folks, if you are in Los Angeles, this episode will come out tomorrow, I guess, which is Wednesday.
September 7th. Sixth, not 7th.
No wonder Jeff is confused. You guys have a lot of calendar issues at your place. But if you're not doing anything this Saturday at the Lyric Hyperion Theater, if you're in Los Angeles, the Lyric Hyperion, we're going to do another mixtape show improv with some great guests. Dean Sharp is going to do monologues, who is an amazing storyteller with lots of funny stuff to say. Ronnie Adrian, Owen Burke, Tara Copeland, Karen Bond is going to be there. So if you have nothing to do, you know, think about coming out. I would appreciate it. It would help me a lot because I actually, we've talked about this a little bit before. The shows have been amazing. And I know that's me saying that, so I have no objectivity about it. But I really think they have been great. It's just very hard to get people out there.
Totally.
I don't know how to do that. So anyway, that is our show. Please like and subscribe. Hit the bell. Ring the buzzer. Put the thing on the thing and go on Twitter and just say, why do we still call it Twitter when it's actually X now?
So cool.
Yeah. And we will see you next time on, by the way, I'm going to end this very cleanly.
And just like that.
I'm so tired. Yes. So that's all we have to say. That and other stories.
I used to dance like a fighter. So now I mix my memories with a rusty old spoon, and I taste them when I am all done. For the grease stains and back pains and card games and migraines and my fame just melting in the sun. But if there's anybody here who remembers me, if there's anybody here who remembers me, then tell me right now. I'm just searching for a taste that's as bitter as my own. And I don't know when I'm gonna find it.